I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, Junior's in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Junior?
DPCA.
What is that?
Dead People Collection Agency. Running cat.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Daryl, please.
Is he?
Hi, Daryl. This is Tony with DPCA. We wanted to give you a call. How you doing today?
Well, what's the company?
DPCA.
Well, what would that mean?
DPCA is a dead person collection agency. We actually collect money from those that are deceased, but people still owe them. Are you familiar with Carlton who passed away 6 months ago?
I know him. Yes, you good dude, but what do you want from me, though?
Okay, it's been brought to our understanding that you actually owed Mr. Carlton Fisher $1,200. Is that correct?
Nah. What are you talking about? Nah.
Okay, so...
Nah. How, though?
As Mr. Okay, let me get a clear understanding here. You actually worked with Mr. Carlton Fisher, correct?
Facts, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you borrowed money from Mr. Carlton Fisher before?
Why are you asking, though?
I'm asking you a clear question, sir. Have you borrowed money from Mr. Carlton Fisher before?
I don't feel like I should answer, though. It's not your business, though.
No, it is my business, because I'm with a collection agency, and it's been brought to our attention that you owe $1,200 to him.
I don't know what you're talking about, and you didn't even send me no letter? So I don't even know what's going on.
I'll repeat myself again, sir. My name is Tony.
Did you send me a letter, though?
I haven't sent you a letter. I'm
so
Tony.
I don't know why you call me that if you don't send me no letter, though.
Okay. Sir, you owe this money to Mr. Fisher. I'm with
you. See, I don't understand. You didn't send me no letter, though, and then you're going to call me, though. That doesn't make no sense.
Okay. So here's the deal, sir. If you don't pay the $1,200, we will come and take something. We will confiscate something of the same value. So I'm letting you know.
You won't even send me no letter, though. If you do that, I'll call the police because you didn't send me no letter, though. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm hearing what you're saying, sir. But at the end of the day.
Now you're not hearing what I'm saying, though. You shouldn't even be talking to me right now. You gotta send me a letter, though. That's how it is with bills. You did not inform me anything. Right?
Sir, you owe the $1,200, sir. We both know that. You're now.
But I'm saying you're skipping a step right now, though. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Infringing
doesn't matter about the steps, sir. You know what you owe, and I'm just going to let you know. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I'm going to let you know this. We will come and compensate something of the same value. $1,200.
I'll let you know, but I'll let you know first, though. You cannot do anything without sending a letter. You did not send me no letter. You didn't send me no nothing, though. You called me. You harassed me right about now without even sending me no letter. I was saying, like, this is the deal. This is what happened. This is when it's due. Yada, yada. You didn't even do that shit.
Okay. So let me say this to you. We do know that you have a 2017 pickup truck. We do
now
know
you
that.
You threaten me?
I'm letting you know we're picking up something
now,
of the same value or more. Okay?
You threaten me now. That's bullshit. You threaten me now. You didn't even send me no letter. You just called me up saying, like, I owe you now. You didn't even give me no date. Like, this makes no sense, though.
Sir, this is DPCA. This is what we do. When someone passes
away... I don't care. If you're a government agency, you should be sending me a letter.
Sir, you owe Mr. Fisher $1,200. He's now deceased. We are going to collect this money, or we're going to collect
but
something
of
the same.
But what I'm saying is, you skipped a step. You did not inform me that I owed money to him. You just tell me right now on the phone. You should supposed to send a letter, though.
Sir, do you want to send us the money, or do you want me to pick up
your truck? I don't even know what you're talking about, though. Are you talking about my truck? You talking about my truck? No. We're not doing that. No, you're not touching my truck right about now. You know what I'm saying now? No, that's it. We done. If you come my truck, I'm going to f*** with you. You hear me? What I'm saying? I don't care what your...
It's $1,200.
I don't give a f***, dude. Yo. I'm telling you right now, you didn't send me no letter. Now I'm angry. Now you're going to turn me on truck? You come at me? I will come at you hard. You know what I'm saying? Baseball bats, all that. Don't f*** with me. You get jumped. I'll jump you. I'll take your truck. You hear me? So stay the f*** away from me.
Sir.
I'm not playing either, sir. Are you registered? Are you listening, though?
I'm listening to you. Are you listening to me? You're the person
you
that owns.
You don't know the type of dude I am, man. You sound mad comfortable right about now. Good. Don't be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm gonna let you know this. If I don't get this money by today, then you might as well start not sleeping tonight, because there's a strong possibility your car might not be there in the morning.
What? Say that again.
Your car. I'm saying it as clear as possible, sir. $1,200 or your car, your truck may not be there in the morning. This is your call.
Do you want to be there after the next morning, though?
What are you trying to say? No, tell me what you're trying to say.
What you hear? What you heard? What you heard? What you heard from me?
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, don't f*** with me, dude.
When can we expect the $1,200?
I'm telling you right about now. Don't f*** with my car. I'm done with that shit, all right? I'm done with you. Don't f*** with my car. Don't f*** with my car. Don't f*** with my car. Don't want to f*** you. Don't call me back, all right? I'm done.
Mother hung up. Call him back, man. Call him back.
Who is
this? Who you think you hanging up on, man? Who you think you hanging up on?
You call me again? You call me again?
You damn right. I'm calling you again. I'm waiting on the $1,200. Okay.
I told you this. Now you're getting me angry though. I told you this. Don't call me. All right. Send me the letter. You don't send me the letter. Now you're talking about taking my truck. I'll f*** you up.
Okay.
Dead ass. I'll f*** you up.
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I tell you what.
I'm gonna let Tommy come get the truck. Who?
I'm gonna let Tommy come get the truck.
I don't know who Tommy is. Which Tommy? Tommy who?
Tommy, baby, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Your boy Trevor at your job got me to prank phone call you.
Ah, motherfucker, man. He always be listening to y'all too, man. Damn.
I got you. Oh,
ah,
baby.
I hope my parole officer ain't hearing right now, man. Brother.
You on parole?
No comment.
Okay, all right. There you go. I tell you what, this is the only comment I want. Tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land, baby? Give it to me. Who is it?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all a bunch of crazy
motherfuckers.
We crazy.
They
don't. When you say no comment about parole, that means you don't parole. When you say no comment.
Yeah.
Clearly. No comment.
He was trying to be... clear about it, but when it kept getting out of hand, okay, cool. Damn the letter. Don't come down here effing with this truck, man.
Loved his truck, didn't he?
I love it. I love no comment. That was my favorite right there. No comment. When anybody says no comment about parole, that
no
means
comment. No comment. Can't tell you. All right, don't forget to catch the nephew tonight on Ready to Love Reunion Part 2 tonight. If he was here, he'd say, I'm sexy all week long, but then I got some sense. Uh-huh. Oh, man, come on.
You're not buying it, Junior.
We'll be watching. Watch Ready to Love Reunion Part 2.
Yes, all right, thank you, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.